encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Lisa Phelps. She is the executive director of Hope's Place Child Advocacy Center in Ashland, Kentucky. And Lisa, for those who maybe aren't familiar with what you do there at Hope's Place, can you give us a little bit of background?
Sure. Hope's Place is a children's advocacy center, and we started about in 1998. And it started because a bunch of very concerned citizens and community partners realized that kids who were getting abused or not getting comprehensive services, law enforcement was trying to serve them, social services was trying to serve them, but it was very disjointed. So they knew that children's advocacy centers in other states had done really well at coordinating all those services into one place. And so at the time, there was a whole bunch of people from Pathways, from our local APD, from Kentucky State Police, all the community partners. There was a lot of people invested. And so they got together and got a little bit of money from the state, I think maybe around $50,000, and they started a child advocacy center that would serve the five co-area, so Boyd, Carter, Elliott, Greenup, Lawrence, and so they got together and this center was started in Ashland. And what they did at that center was offered mental health counseling, specialized sexual assault exams for children. They offered advocacy for children and families, and all the services were free. Forensic interviews to help with law enforcement social services for the investigation. So all this was started and it was free of charge. And so it just kind of went from there. They originally started, I think, with two employees, and now we're up to 14 employees. We have three offices, one here in Ashland, one in Sandy Hook, Kentucky, that we share with Gateway Child Advocacy Center. And then we just opened a satellite center in Jackson, Ohio, because we're also the designated child advocacy center for Lawrence and Jackson County in Ohio because of how close we sit, you know, on the border. So now we're over $1 million operating budget, three centers, 14 people, and offering free services to over 2,000 people last year. So it's been an amazing journey, and we've had lots of help, but we need more. Because all our services are free, we don't bill children or families for anything, and we operate on grant funding, fundraisers, and private funding.
Okay, so how do most of the children that you all serve get connected with you? Are they referred through the court system, or how does that work?
That's a great question. There's several ways that children can get here. Most of our services are referral-based, but our counseling service and our advocacy services can be self-referred. So like a family could call us and say, you know, our child was abused many years ago, but now, it's, you know, they're having difficulty coping, or they've had some things come up, and they can do an intake here and we can see them on self-referral. But our primary services, like our forensic interviews, our specialized medical exams, those are done with referral from law enforcement or social services or prosecution only, prosecutors. And usually social services will get a call from a concerned person that will say, hey, you know, we're worried about this child. Social services will open an investigation. They'll make sure it meets their criteria. They'll open an investigation, and that's where it gets started. And then they'll send the family or the child to us for some services, and we work with social services. We do the services that they request, and then the investigation continues from there. The same with law enforcement. Law enforcement might get called out on a call, and they can refer to us and say, you know, we need an exam done on this child. And we have two volunteer physicians that come and do medical exams for us every Friday, or if there's an emergency, you know, they come. And we've been very lucky that they've been helping us and doing these exams. But it is by referral, and some services are can be self-referred.
Okay. Sounds like some much-needed services, and I'm glad you guys are there and able to do what you're able to do. Now, you mentioned that you provide those services to the children and the families that you serve free of charge. but serving 5 counties in Kentucky, 2 counties in Ohio, having a staff of 14 people, it has to be expensive to maintain this. I know you guys have a fundraiser coming up. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we are grant-based. Like, we write grants for everything. We take private donations, corporate donations, and then we do 2 or 3 fundraisers every year. And the fundraiser coming up is actually one of my favorites. It's called the Chocolate Extravaganza. And we've been doing it since the center started. So this is like our 25th year. And the way it works is people from the community, businesses, just individuals, everybody, they make Easter baskets. And then they donate them to us. And we take them to the mall. The Ashland Town Center has been really gracious the last few years and let us use the space in front of JCPenney. And we set up all these Easter baskets, and people can buy these Easter baskets. It's not an auction or anything. We price the Easter baskets kind of based on what the people tell us. You know, they list what's in the basket. And so we have baskets anywhere from $5 to $200 or $300. And we usually get, you know, 200 to 250 baskets. And we line them all up, and people come and they can purchase the baskets. And all of that money goes to provide these services throughout the year for children and families, every penny of it. And because it's all donated, it truly is 100% of that fundraiser goes directly to these children and family services. And in conjunction with that, we also have chocolate vendors. And it's restaurants or bakeries or individual people that have businesses, you know, that make different types of chocolate treats. And they will donate like 150 or 200 treats each. And we sell tickets. And we're selling silver tickets this year because it's our 25th anniversary. And people buy a ticket for, you know, $5, $10. I think they're $10 this year. And they get 4 full-size treats. So they take their ticket around to all the tables. And we punch them once they pick a treat, and they can go around and pick out the treats they want, and they can buy as many tickets as they want. And all of that money, again, that was all donated, so all of that money goes directly to the children and family for the services that we provide here throughout the year.
Awesome. And what are the details, when and where again?
Yes, it's Saturday the 25th, and it's going to be at the Ashland Town Center from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we would love people to come down. I think there's also going to be a beauty pageant or something going on that's not with us, but the mall, it'll be hopping. And like I said, there'll be tons of baskets. They're usually boy basket, girl basket, you know, barbecue baskets, movie night baskets. So it's a great place to get all your Easter baskets that you need and to pick up some sweet treats while you're there. And it all goes to a great cause.
All right, cool. So if somebody's listening and they say, hey, I'd really like to help out with this, how can they get involved?
It's not too late. If they want to donate a basket, they can bring it to Hope's Place on 1100 Greenup Avenue in Ashland, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. And they can just bring it in and we'll get their name and stuff. And every basket is appreciated. We also could use volunteers the day of to help people when they purchase their basket to carry them out or to keep things organized. And they can just call us here at the center at 606-325-4737 and ask for Cassie. And she's coordinating all our volunteers this year, and she will get them a time and a place and get them all set up to help out.
Awesome. My guest today has been Lisa Phelps, the Executive Director of Hope's Place Child Advocacy Center in Ashland, Kentucky. The number to call again if you want to get involved or if you want to find out more about Hope's Place is 606-325-4737. You can also find Hope's Place on Facebook. Just search for Hope's Place Child Advocacy Center. I'm looking forward to that fundraiser at the Ashland Town Center Mall on Saturday the 25th. If you missed any portion of this interview or you'd like to hear the whole thing again, you can find it on our website, walkfm.org. Just look under the Connect tab for the Community Matters section. And if you're part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on the Community Matters interview. For now, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.